This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Take a few elements of Star Wars. Add a touch of 2001. A dash of The Wizard of Oz. A hint of Blazing Saddles. Plus a pinch of public radio. Mix them up with the fertile imagination of a field producer for The Daily Show, and you end up with Michael Rubin's first novel, The Sheriff of Yharnamir. In this action-packed, alien-driven tale, Earth is only a memory. Every planet but one has corporate sponsorship. Yharnamir. Now see, if you say that slowly, it's your name here. Michael Rubins is in our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Hi, good to be here.
Can you give us just a brief synopsis of the book? I mean, pretend you're pitching it for a movie.
I think the briefest synopsis of the book is it's basically the story of a sort of failed wannabe space adventurer who, against his better judgment and will, ends up becoming the protector of a very eccentric community at the edge of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. And this eccentric community is Yharnamir, and it's also thought to be mythical until we find out that it's not.
In the book, sort of, Yharnamir, the Your Name Heres have all been snatched up long ago, and so the final Your Name Here, the final unsponsored planet, is really, at this point, has become a myth. No one thinks that it really exists.
Mm. What was the genesis of this project for you? I mean, this is your first novel.
The initial idea came from sort of the trend that we see with sports stadiums where there's so few left that have like an organic name that it's related to the community or the team, and they all have corporate sponsors. And then it just seemed like the logical, absurd conclusion to that trend would be sponsored planets. And then I started thinking of, you know, a planet that didn't have a corporate sponsor, and then a flawed hero to protect that planet.
Hmm. Do you identify with your main character, Cole, that flawed hero, that rogue who ends up being a good guy?
I sort of feel that I'm a compilation of all the characters' least flattering aspects.
I'm afraid to ask about Kenneth, then.
Right, without the tentacles.
Describe Kenneth.
Kenneth is a bounty hunter, and he is, in my imagination, he's almost indescribable. He's the most grotesque sort of alien that you could imagine, with tentacles and claws and et cetera. But he's also a very jolly, cultured fellow. And he's always in such a good mood, generally.
Yeah, even when he's about to... Well, his whole thing with Cole is, for punishment for owing him money, decides to plant his eggs in Cole's brain.
Exactly. That is the threat that is hanging over Cole's head.
Yeah, yeah. Are you aware that by calling your hero Cole and your villain Kenneth, that if you put this two together, it's Kenneth Cole, which happens to be a brand name?
That had been pointed out to me, and it really never crossed my mind. And it seemed like such an obvious thing, especially in a book that comments about advertising and branding, to miss that obvious reference.
Mm. Explain the public radio element.
You know, he has obviously this love interest of Marianne, who's on the planet, and
this is Cole.
This is Cole, right? And she is an intergalactic public radio correspondent there, sort of, you know, reporting from there. And, you know, I grew up in a public radio household. I'm a fan of public radio, and it, not to brown nose, but it always sort of was, it was shorthand for like goodness and decency and culture.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose if you have a non-commercial planet, you might as well have non-commercial radio, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Why is Utopia, I mean, this planet of Yharnamir, so much like the Wild Wild West?
In a way, you know, science fiction and fantasy and westerns, there is something very similar about that. It's all about sort of, there's this freedom and there's danger and guns and adventure. And I sort of like that setting. You know, there's so many stories of the stranger comes to town to save the town. And here was a chance to sort of limit technology. If you removed the technology in that setting and also the freaky aliens, you know, it's basically a western.
Kind of like Blazing Saddles when Cleavon Little comes into town and they build a fake town,
right,
to fool the bad guys.
Exactly. It's sort of somewhere between Seven Samurai and Blazing Saddles.
Michael Rubin's new book is called The Sheriff of Yharnamir, and he joined us from our New York Bureau. Thanks. Good luck with this.
Thank you very much for having me.